At World Pork Expo at the Pfizer Animal Health Tent, we're going to visit with Dr. Ron White, who is a senior swine veterinarian with Pfizer Animal Health. We're going to talk about a few different topics here with Ron. First of all, Ron, let's talk about ABC pigs. And how do you define that, and what do they have to do with operations profitability?
Sure, Ken, good point. Pfizer's created a system to help producers identify and categorize sick pigs as A, B, or C, because identifying sick pigs before they actually appear to be very sick is an art and science. Pfizer's educating pig caregivers on this technique through the individual pig care program. Results have shown better pig productivity, reduced medication costs, and overall more high-value pigs.
How do you train the pig caregivers to identify A, B, and C pigs, Ron?
Excellent point, Ken, and excellent question. We have came up with a criteria and a category where A pigs are very mildly sick, B pigs slightly more advanced, and C pigs basically to the terminal stage or very near sickness level that is very, very severe.
And what results are you seeing with the people that you've trained through this program?
Early identification is a higher cure rate by all means, and that's the whole key. As we want to find those sick pigs just as they become ill, we want to get the right medication to them at the right time and have a better cure rate and a higher success rate.
All right. Also wanted to ask you about retreating pigs, Ron. Is retreating pigs the norm, or is it unacceptable?
Well, certainly retreating pigs is part of the process, but we'd like to have a higher cure rate at the front side of the treatment process and have a lower retreat or repull rate on a per pig treated basis.
What are the key signs that a pig may need to be retreated?
Certainly any pig that falls back after the initial treatment, respiratory or scour-wise or labored breathing or swollen joints, all of those are certainly points that are going to indicate that the pig has had a successful treatment and a successful cure rate and probably needs to be reinjected.
What's the cost of retreating pigs?
Certainly more than 2x the cost of the initial retreatment because our success rate dwindles every time we retreat the pig or we have a pig that doesn't respond in the first treatment.
How can producers better track the number of retreated pigs in their operation?
Excellent point. It's something our industry doesn't do a very good job at, Ken. If you look at the cattle industry as a model, everything is on an individual cow or cattle or calf basis. Here we look at population dynamics, and we don't have a retreat rate or a repull rate or a treatment success rate very often tracked by a producer or by a barn, something we need to do a better job of.
What kind of steps can be taken to reduce the number of retreated pigs?
Certainly identifying that pig early is critical to the success rate. If we find that pig as an A pig and treat it with the right antibiotic at the right time, probably about an 80% success rate of a cure. If we drop that down to a B pig and find it later on in the disease process, probably drop into the 50-60% cure rate. If we get into the C pig range, probably down into the 40-50% range of the cure rate. So again, dropping off dramatically as we see those pigs falling along and falling off at a rapid pace.
Ron, let's talk too about mycoplasmal pneumonia. My notes here say some industry experts are suggesting that vaccinating pigs at an early age can aid in the prevention of mycoplasmal pneumonia. And this is a pathogen that continues to impact 80% of pigs. So does it make sense to vaccinate early?
We certainly want to vaccinate when that pig is in a healthy stage. And a lot of times that pig is in its best health when we're still on the sow and the suckling stage. So we have been looking at and having a variety of producers that have looked at putting that mycoplasma vaccine back in an early pig, trying to avoid the viremic stages of PRRS or PCV2 prior to PCV2 vaccination, and certainly trying to find a healthier pig, and sometimes that's back into the farrowing house stages.
What might be the benefits for some operations here?
One of the things we think is better compliance. We probably see better individual injection technique and compliance as far as getting all the pigs injected in the farrowing house versus when we get into the weaned to finished barns or the nurseries. So certainly compliance comes a big part of that aspect.
And how should producers evaluate if this strategy is right for their operation?
Certainly need to work with their herd health veterinarian and make sure that herd is in a position health-wise and health status-wise that it makes sense to vaccinate at an earlier age.
Thank you, Ron. Dr. Ron White, senior swine veterinarian with Pfizer Animal Health, visiting with us at World Pork Expo. I'm Ken Anderson.